So we're in the middle of this 3D series, Determination, Dream, and Destination. Determination, Dreams, and Destination. This 3D series, I'm not lifting the scripture that's connected to the 3D series. I want to lift again these two passages that we lifted last week. So turn to Exodus 20:11. And then Acts 17, 18. It is on the screen, so let's read together. Ready, set, read. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. All right? Acts 17, 18. And by the way, do you not know some people say you serve a God that needs to rest? Do you know some people say that? Why would I serve a God that actually gets tired? What do y'all got to say about that? All right, I just want to throw that out there so y'all can get y'all response ready. Look at somebody and say, get your answer together. All right. You know they're saying that Acts 17, 18 says, for in him we have momentum. I'll read this. Now, today is titled Managing Momentum. All right, last week we talked about momentum. But Acts 17, 18 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. All right. Now, you see that red there. That's not in your Bible. I inserted that there. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Guys, do you not know there's momentum in God? There's momentum in God. For in him we have momentum. Everybody say momentum. Amen. One more time. Say momentum. So today we're talking about managing momentum. Managing momentum. If you want to write that in your worksheet. Everybody say managing, managing. Momentum. So in Genesis is one of my favorite books of the Bible. It's easy. It's at the very beginning. So in Genesis, God ordered. Everybody say ordered. He ordered the things he created with his spirit. So it was with his Ruach spirit that God ordered momentum. Everybody say momentum, momentum needs order. So what do we do when we start to gain momentum? What we do after we gain momentum is important. The Bible says God focused on certain things on certain days. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I feel like I need some cinematic music when I say that. In my James Earl Jones voice. I think he just turned like 80-something. He looked good, don't he? James Earl Jones. Anybody don't know who that is? Young people? Yep, I saw two hands. Well, just Google him, and you would hear his voice and say, I know exactly who that is. But the Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth, but on certain days. So in the beginning, there was momentum. Everybody say momentum. Momentum. At the very beginning, there was momentum. But God ordered momentum because on day one, he actually created light. Day two, everybody say day two. He created the sky. Day three, everybody say day three. He created he created land and vegetables. Everybody say day four. He created the galaxy, the stars, the moons. He organized momentum. He managed momentum. Day five, he created the animals in the sea and in the sky. Day six, everybody say day six. It's me. He created man and more land animals. In the beginning was momentum. God ordered momentum. Everybody say momentum. So last week, if you want to write in your worksheet, we basically defined momentum as being the ability of an object to keep moving because of how heavy and fast it is. Young man, can you come here for a second? I just want to prove something to you. Come here for a second. Yes. So momentum is the ability of an object to keep moving because of how heavy and fast it is. Now, who's the fastest? Point to the person that's the fastest up here. Go. I'm not going to be offended. All right. Because now I win. Who's the heaviest? And why are y'all laughing? Okay. And so if me and this young man, we go through this door, now he may be faster, but I'm heavier. If we go through this door and it's locked, who do you think has the better chance of knocking this door down that we came in? This man, this young man, or me? You. You or me? Me. Alpheus, what's your name?
Alan.
Alan. Alpheus or Alan?
Alan?
All right. So my point is the ability of an object to keep moving because of how fast and heavy it is. Y'all give him a hand. I know you're nervous. You didn't know you was going to come up here today, but I couldn't ignore you. So it's like a train being able to go through a brick wall because of momentum. Now, if I get enough momentum, I could go through this door because of how, not necessarily because of how fast I am, but because of what? My weight. It's like a snowball, a small snowball that starts on this mountain and it comes down the mountain and it gains momentum, and something that started small becomes a real serious threat. Something so small, it gains momentum and it becomes a threat. Everybody say, despise not small beginnings. I don't know where you are in your business. I don't know where you are in your walk with God. I don't know where you are in school, in your aspirations to do certain things in life. But despise not small beginnings. You just got to make sure you get momentum. Everybody say momentum. Like in football, it's like this, I guess psychologically, it's like this immaterial, magical thing that happens in a game or in life. It's like this thing that happens where you have small victories and they add up and it actually fuels you to keep going. Everybody say keep going. It's the spirit. This is kind of like a review. I'll tip you on that if you want to write this down. It's like the spirit of unstoppable zone. It's like this zone of unstoppable. You feel it. You know when it's on you. Amen. You know when it's on you. Number two, especially in sports, it's this winning vibe in a situation or in marriage or in school or on your job or in school or in your company. It's like the series of moves that you are making that seems to be going right. Amen. Number four, it's some points on the board. It's not a touchdown, but it's a field goal. It's at least you got points on the board. Amen? Amen? I may still have arthritis, but I don't have a headache anymore. Amen? It's some points on the board. Amen? So these are warning. I'm going to ask a lot of questions today. I asked a lot of questions last week, so these momentum questions, because what do you do after you start to gain momentum? We all want momentum in life. Everybody say momentum. Momentum. All right? So these are momentum questions. Do you have a plan to manage momentum? Do you have a plan to manage momentum? Check yes or no. Does your priorities match the momentum you want? Does your current routine fuel momentum? Do you have enough momentum to tackle your dream? You know what you want to do? Juxtapose that with momentum that you currently have or don't have. I love this quote by Sam Chan. He says, "The size and the speed of something, of the church, of a business, of your vision, of whatever you want to do, the size and the speed," that sounds like momentum, right? "It is based on its systems and management." Remember, today is managing momentum. The size and the speed of a business, the organization, the vision, the church, is based on its systems and management. Who want to do big things in 2023? All of us. Who want to go fat? Who want to do it a little bit quicker than in the past? Amen. Who want to do bigger things faster? Raise your hand. All right. We all do. One of the most interesting questions I've heard, even when somebody asks me, I have to sit and think, like, what do I really want? And I'm going to ask you guys this. What do you want? Like, if I gave you the mic, I wonder, could you quickly say, what do you want? What do you want in life? I'm going to pause. What do you want? Like, what do you want? If God says, what do you want? You can have it. Are you going to quickly answer? I'll say it again. What do you want? What do you want? You see, now this question is really like, what do I really want? Like, what do I want? And obviously, it's tied to purpose. Purpose is a good place to start to fill in the blanks. Amen? Question marks don't have momentum. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him. Everybody say now. I like it's like this urgency in Ephesians 3:20. It says now. 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 Everybody say now. Everybody say, I want it now. Everybody say now. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that what? That works in us. Everybody say now. I kind of like that word. $1 million. Now. Yep. Healing. Now. Momentum. Now. Do not waste momentum at the beginning. Everybody say the beginning. It's January. It's really the beginning of the week. Everybody say, don't waste momentum at the beginning. Don't waste momentum at the Bereshit or the Bereshit. This Hebrew word that means in the beginning. In the beginning, Bereshit. Don't waste. In the beginning, God had momentum. In the beginning, there was a momentum. At the beginning, momentum. Guys, whatever you do, do it at the beginning with all your might. Everybody say, don't waste momentum at the beginning. How you start your week, the beginning of your work week, is important. What do you do every day at the beginning of your day? Ouch. Do you make up the bed? I'm pointing to myself, no. For what? You're going to get back in it. But supposedly one of my smart students says, Alpheus, if you make up your bed, it's tied to productivity. I say, shut up. I'm productive. Number two, how will you start the beginning of your week? Everybody say momentum. Don't waste momentum at the beginning, at the Bereshit of a thing, at the beginning. How was the beginning of this month? It's already, look at my phone, it's already January the 22nd. My goodness. How did you start this month? How will you create momentum at the top of 2023? Here at the House of Judah, guys, in our homes, company, school, and work, the first few weeks, the first quarter, is the time to be fruitful, productive, and creative. I don't know what your goals are, but you're more likely to gain momentum at the beginning. Amen? I may be 100 pounds in June, but I want y'all to look at me in November and say, what happened to your momentum? Or you still have momentum. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? Pounce at the beginning. Accumulate at the beginning. Save your money at the beginning. Tackle your grades. Ace, do your homework early. At the beginning. Everybody say, at the beginning. Pounce at the beginning. This is the time to get it done. Alpheus, why are you raising your voice like there's an urgency? It is an urgency. It's January. It's going to be December before we know it. Pounce at the beginning. Amen. Plan at the beginning. Mise en place at the beginning. What's mise en place? We got one chef in the house. We actually have more than one chef in the house based on what I'm smelling downstairs. But we know what mise en place means. Mise en place is a French culinary word that means to put in place, means to prepare ahead of time. Everybody say mise en place. Mise en place early. Early. Amen. If you ever been to a restaurant and you know when they have mise en place well, you taste it. It's all in the marinade, in the brine. You know, they or in the aging of the cheese or the aging of the meat. Thank you, Lord. You know when they have mise en place. Genesis 49, 27 says, read this with me, guys. Genesis 49, 27 says, ready, set, go. Benjamin is vicious like a wolf. What he kills in the bedding sheet, in the morning, in the beginning, he devours in the evening. Excuse me. Pounce at the beginning. Everybody say, work hard now.
Work hard now.
And you will be able to enjoy later. It's almost like, why do we put money in our retirement now? Do we spend the money now? We spend it when we're what? Retired age. I'm not going to say what, I'm not going to suggest the age, because Alfie's planning on, I don't like the word retired because it sounds almost like retired, you know, you're like retiring. It almost sounds like deathly, but I plan on changing my lifestyle in about 9 years. Amen. But it may resemble being retired. Ooh, I can't wait. But I have to devour now. I have to pounce now. Everybody say pounce right now. Devour in the evening, meaning you can divide the spoils, meaning you can enjoy in the evening. You can enjoy in the latter. At the end of the semester, you can graduate with honors. You can celebrate. You can have a party because of what you did in the morning. Look at somebody and say, what are you doing? Not right now, but in the morning. What are your mornings like? And you know, mornings are basically symbolic of the beginning, bear the sheet. Because the bear sheet of the day is the most productive. Ecclesiastes 12 is symbolic of starting early. The Bible says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. If you are 18 and under in this room, remember God, use your gifts for God right now. When you get a little bit older, things are going to change in your body. Amen. When you're young, when Uncle Jerry is up praising God and leading us in worship, and it's a fast song, do every Holy Ghost kingdom dance you can. Because when you're 95, guys, you ain't going to be able to do it the same way. It's going to be in slow motion. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12, remember your creator in the days of your youth, while the timeouts. We learned last week that the devil used timeouts to stop momentum in your life, like coaches use timeouts in a football game to stop momentum. Y'all have seen that, right? So basically, you want to remember God, use your gifts early before the timeouts start to happen. Let me give you an example of a timeout. Arthritis, that's a timeout. Diabetes, that could be a timeout. If you are not doing what you should be doing early in the bare sheet, if you're not taking care of your health early, then the enemy will use that and call a timeout to try to stop momentum in your life. Y'all all right? I'm almost finished. Genesis 1, first of all, Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, yada, 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 yada. We know that. We almost know that by heart. It's the first book of the Bible, the first verse, we know it. But then in Genesis 1, verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. Boy, that's a powerful God. To separate water from water. Y'all see what I just read? To separate water from water. So God made the vault and separated the water. I wanted to almost try that, but I'm not prepared. But I just wanted to see how in the world God separated water from water. I'm sorry, I got stuck there. Under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day. Guys, imagine a life, a company, a family, a business, a church without momentum, which means you are in the dark or you are void of strategies. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. In other words, darkness. Everybody say ignorance. Ignorance is symbolic of darkness. Darkness, ignorance. So when you see darkness, think of something you don't know. Everybody say, I don't know. Darkness. That's darkness. So when you don't know, you are in the. When you don't know about XYZ, you are in the dark. When you don't know your A1C levels, you are in the. When you don't know your numbers, it's this campaign going around America, and it says, know your what? Know your numbers. Why? Because when you know, you can do something about it. Amen? When you are in the dark, you can't do anything about it. Or it slips up on you, and then all of a sudden there's a timeout. I don't know why I'm here. But everybody say, know your numbers. Maybe I'm talking to me. Do I supposed to get blood work this week, Alpheus? Everybody say, know your numbers. Imagine a life, a family, a business. Any business owners in the room, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine a company, a business without momentum. In the dark. We cannot afford as entrepreneurs to be in the dark without strategies. We cannot afford to not have momentum. Questions, more questions, more questions. Y'all all right? Y'all okay with these questions? What strategies are we missing? What strategies are we missing? Number two, how can we improve our structure and systems? You said, I'm not a business owner. How can you improve your structure and your systems in your own personal life? What information do we need for momentum? What knowledge, what information? I love in Genesis, God always said, let there be. And one time he said, let there be light. Let there be knowledge. Let there be information. Let there be revelation. Light, revelation. Light, knowledge. I'm in the know when there's light. What's the plan to get out of darkness? You say, I don't know a lot about this. I don't know a lot about YouTubing. I don't know a lot about podcasting. I don't know a lot about starting my own business. I don't know a lot about being a CEO. I don't know a lot about health. What is your plan to get out of the dark? What is the plan to turn the tide in your life? Who else gonna do it? Write on your paper. What's the plan to get out of the dark? What's our, Alpheus, what is our very next move? It is time to get in order. Y'all feel that? I'm feeling like now I need to get in order. Anybody else feeling like that? We want to get in order for momentum. We want to protect momentum. We want to keep momentum. We need momentum to accomplish what we need to accomplish. Amen? Y'all know what momentum is. The Bible records many times where order precedes miracles and momentum. It's time to get in order. Would you put money in a soda machine or a snack machine that's broke? Yes or no? Why not? Because it is out of order. Why would God invest in somebody that's out of order? Almost finished. Unmanaged momentum. Check this out, guys. Unmanaged. Y'all awake? This is going to be funny-ish, hopefully. Unmanaged momentum will turn into mess momentum. It's funny to me. Unmanaged momentum will turn into mess momentum. Do we know what to do with the momentum? Momentum, y'all gonna like this. Momentum that is properly managed equals money. Managed momentum equals a packed church through outreach and evangelism. Do y'all hear this? Managed momentum equals a packed church through outreach and evangelism. A packed church. Y'all see one, two, I see at least 17 to 30 chairs between the floor and the balcony that's empty. How are we managing momentum in this church? Managed momentum equals a packed chairs through what? What did I just say? Outreach and what else? Evangelism. Managed momentum equals winning more souls for Jesus one at a time. Managed momentum equals a 4.0, but in this order, 1.0, 2.0, it's probably where I know that's where I stopped in life. But God is merciful. 3.0 and 4.0, all right? Managed momentum in a marriage equals living the dream. Any married couples? Where are my married couples? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Manage momentum in your marriage, meaning you are living the dream. I like to call it bibadushi, which means I'm not speaking in tongues. Ish, it's an unknown language to you, but that means I am living the dream. Bibadushi. Everybody say bibadushi. Somebody that come to you and say, "How you doing?" Say bibadushi. Let's practice. How are y'all guys doing? Come on, how are you guys doing? I promise you that's what it means, guys. Y'all I don't know. I'm telling you. That's island life. Manage momentum in health is meeting your weight goals weekly. Manage momentum in your health is meeting your weight goals weekly. Manage momentum will get you off blood pressure medicine. Manage momentum will turn into a promotion on your job. Y'all see the importance of managed momentum. It is getting your mental health back and on track one thought at a time. Almost finished. I said that how many times? I'm really almost finished right now. I'm trying to buy them some time to mise en place downstairs for what I smell. Amen. But I'm not going to rush it too much because it can wait. Amen. Spiritual food, then natural food. Is that all right? Spiritual food, then natural food. All right. So if y'all see me skip today downstairs, you know, I'm trying to have momentum. Amen. Momentum. Amen. No, I got somewhere to be, but it's going to be hard to skip downstairs. Though momentum seems like this out of nowhere series of magical moments, because momentum seems like it's like, okay, we just got this special, unpredictable thing that happens where we're winning. Momentum is not unpredictable. Momentum is the fruit of, write this down, discipline. Momentum is the fruit of discipline. That's why these professional coaches making millions of dollars, they are trained or they are experienced in managing momentum. It has to be. You're down 3 or 4 touchdowns, momentum comes, and you know exactly what to do with it, and all of a sudden you win. Now, sorry, Tom Brady. I don't know what happened, Tom Brady, but you think he's going to retire? All right, let's go back to the service. Momentum is the fruit of discipline. It's the fruit of discipline. It's the private prayers that equals public power. It's the private prayers. The Bible says what you do in secret, God will reward publicly. Proverbs 21:5 says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage. It's not that they have an advantage over you. They are more disciplined. They're more diligent. You say, that's unfair. They got $1 million. Perhaps they are more diligent than you. But everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. That's a strong Proverbs. Because it says, everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. So I want y'all to read that and really look in this text so you don't think it says what it didn't say. And so you see it says what it says. Hopefully that makes sense. Because some people can take this scripture and twist our theology. But I won't stop there. Proverbs 14:23 says, in all labor there is profit. But mere talk leads to what? Leads only to poverty. God, stand up. That means I'm really done. God, stand up. So I want to end with this. It is questions, but I want y'all to think about this as we kind of land this 240-pound plane. That's me. Since I'm being so public, maybe next time you see me, I said, since we're going to land this 220-pound plane, y'all going to say, okay, you lying. Here's a reminder. Momentum is the ability. Everybody say ability. To keep an object moving or to keep something moving because of how heavy and fast it is. Everybody say heavy. Everybody say fast. Everybody say speed. So it's almost like if I stop there, you would say, I just need to be heavy, or I just need to have this heaviness, or I just need to have a lot of weight to me to have momentum. Or it could be misinterpreted that I just need to do a lot so I can have momentum. That's not what I'm saying. Because you want to walk away today and be strategic with your momentum and manage momentum a certain way. In the morning, that's why I like mornings. The Bible says something like this, talking about seeking the Lord early. It says, early will I seek thee. The strategies we can come up with in the morning is crazy. The strategies in the morning we can come up with. So I don't want y'all to think all weight will help you gain momentum. That is not true. But I want to ask you this, what's the weight of your discipline? What's the weight of your discipline? Number two, what's the weight of your integrity and character? What's the weight of your spiritual life? What's the weight of your worship? Amen. Everybody lift your hands. I just wanted to see how fast they went up or how slow they went up. All right, I guess. What's the weight of your worship? What's the weight of your routine? What's the weight of your self-care? It's a difference between selfish and self-full. It's a difference. You're not being selfish. You're being self-full. You're being aware of yourself. What is the weight of your self-care? People are saying 2023 is for me. There's nothing wrong with that. Get your own oxygen first. I know they see you as the strong person in your family. If that's you, raise your hand. They see you as the strong person. But what they really don't know, bro, you need somebody's shoulder to lean on. Amen? What's the weight of your self-care? What's the weight of your mental health? What's the weight of the stewardship of your personal, this is a good one. You hear me, Philip? What's the weight of the stewardship of your personal growth? Sweets, like we're in our household, we're trying to read a lot. We're just trying to read a lot. We're trying to read a lot, especially every month. You're trying to tackle at least one book this month. My wife has already read 3 books. Correct me if I'm wrong.
4 books.
All weight ain't good weight. Some weight can cause negative momentum. Some weight can actually cause the momentum in your life to go in the wrong direction. Hebrews 12:1 says, let us lay aside every weight. It may not be on the screen. I thought it was going to be on the screen. But remember the scripture. It says, lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race momentum that is set before us. Let us lay aside every weight and good weight. So close your eyes and think about the good weight in your life that is causing kingdom momentum. And think about the weight in your life that is causing negative momentum. Let us lay aside every weight which doth so easily beset us. Or it's like this timeout. 3 steps backwards. We can't have that in 2023, guys. Let's get rid of dead weight so we can have good momentum in 2023. It could be a noun. It could be a person, place, or thing. If it's a person, do not feel bad by saying, peace, deuces, see you later. May the Lord watch between us. As I have my kingdom momentum over here and you have your negative momentum over there, we got to keep our distance. There's nothing wrong with that, guys. If it's a place, if it's a noun, if it's a thing, if it's a TV show, if it's a Game Boy, if it's a, I don't know, if it's music, lay aside every weight that is hindering momentum. And so as you lift your hand, guys, I want you to release that weight in the atmosphere. God knows exactly what to do with it. I want you to release it in the atmosphere. I want you to give it to God, that weight, whatever it is, give it to God in this moment and be free and be lighter so you can run this race. In Jesus' name.
Atmosphere of heaven.
Breathe.
Breathe.